And, you know, just to put this in perspective, you know, where were things 10, 15 years ago before, you know, you have these two novel class of agents that have come out, Beth, on the scene. You know, we're kind of getting used to them being around now, but it wasn't that long ago where we didn't have IMiDs, we didn't have proteasome inhibitors, and myeloma wasn't quite as exciting, I guess, at that point.
Right, and I've been taking care of myeloma patients since the mid to late 90s, and we didn't have all these options. And so while we welcome them, I think I mentioned to you briefly earlier the Mayo Clinic data that individuals who were exposed to these novel drugs are living longer. But now this creates an issue with survivorship. It's important to remind our patients to get their colon cancer, prostate cancer screenings, cardiovascular disease screenings, because they are going to live a long time and you don't want them to have a stroke or a major health event while the myeloma is in remission.